Welcome to day 147. We are up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes, continuing the theme that we started yesterday, which is, at what point are you allowed to start eating Peiros Shvi'is? At what point are you allowed to start enjoying the fruit that grows during the Shemitah year? And specifically, when can you start picking them? Because we know the halacha is that you are not allowed to ruin the fruits of Shvi'is. One of the ways of ruining them is to pick them too early and not allow them to fully ripen. So at what point are you allowed to pick the fruits of Shvi'is to eat them? And we said yesterday, specifically by figs and by grapes, that it depends. There are different stages. At some point, you can eat them in the field and pick them and eat them in the field. At other points, you can pick them and bring them to your house. It depends what is normal at the time. So our Mishnah is going to continue on the theme, but now not figs and grapes, but now talking about zesim. Says Mishnah Tes, zesim, when it comes to olives, mishach nisu revi'is l'sa, if they produce, meaning if you were to squeeze them, if they were to produce a revi'is to a sa'a is about 24 lug, so it's, which the Kati points out, is about 13 liters. So a revi'is is a small amount. It's about a beitza and a half's worth of eggs and half. It's a few ounces. So if we reduce that few ounces of revi'is to a sa'a, then potse'a, then you can almost break them. That was part of how they would do it. They'd break them apart and press them a little bit before you'd or hit them down before you'd eat them. So basically, you're allowed to pick them and then eat them basadeh in the field. You're not allowed to bring them to your home. They're different stages, just like we saw last time. Hichnisu chatzi lug, but if it doubles that, it's not a quarter of a lug, revi'is, but now double that, half, kotesh vasach basadeh, that you're allowed to pick them and then rub oil on one's body. At that point, it produces enough that people would do that out in the field. People would, if it's an earlier amount, revi'is, it could only produce a revi'is, people would start eating the olives then in the field. If it can produce more than that, then people might even start using the oil for their bodies out in the field. Again, basadeh. But hichnisu shlish, if they come to a third of their growth, at that point, kotesh basadeh, vechones esachwe, so then you can actually cut them down and bring them into your house and then use it for whatever you want. You can eat it, you can use it for anointing, rubbing oil, whatever it is. Again, that same halacha, that is the moment also, the third of its growth, that's the point in which you would become chayev in Trumas and Maisers and tithes in any other year of the Shemitah cycle. So again, at what point does something become obligated in tithes? This is the moment, that same, that final stage. Now this is an important halacha. We learned about figs, we learned about grapes, we learned about zesim, olives, and in all of those cases, there are stages. At one point, you can eat it in the field, at the point, you can eat it in your house. But shar kol peir se'ilin, any other sort of fruit, ke'onasan l'maisros, kein onasan l'shvi'is, the moment that they become chayev and maisros, the moment they become, so to say, fully ripened, so that you would now be obligated in tithes, that's the moment that you're allowed to start eating them at all, in any capacity, during the Shemitah year. Meaning, all other fruits don't have these stages. Either they are ready to be picked because they're ripe, or they're not. So what determines that is the same halachos by tithes. As soon as they're obligated in tithes, then you're allowed to pick them during Shvi'is. We're going to learn when that is. Each fruit has a different stage, or it's a different moment in which the Chayv and Maestros. We are going to learn about that in a later Masechta, in Maseches Maestros. So stay tuned, we will do that. Says Mishnah Yud, Me'imasai ein kotzem ilam b'shvi'is. At what point are you not allowed to cut down trees during Shvi'is? Because we have the same problem. If trees are bearing fruit and you cut down the tree, well, then you're actually ruining the development of that fruit and you're actually ruining the fruit of Shvi'is. So at what point is it already considered to be bearing fruit such that you are not allowed to cut the tree if they're not fully ripened? So says the Mishnah. At what point are you not allowed to cut it down? Beishame omrim kola ilan misha yotze. When it comes to any tree, it's as soon as misha yotze, the fruit starts to develop. Some say it's when the leaves start to develop, but let's say when the fruit starts to develop. Beis hil omrim hacharuvim misha yashelu. When it comes to carobs, it's when they become heavy enough they start weighing down the tree, the branch. Hagafanim misha yagar eu. When it comes to grapes, it's when it starts producing seeds inside. Zesim misha when it starts to develop blossoms for the olives, ushar kol ilan mishiyotze. But he agrees with Beishamai that when all the other trees, as soon as they start to bud, the fruit starts to bud a little bit, that's the moment that it becomes prohibited to cut down that tree. So Beis Hillel only clarifies that there are three exceptions to the rule, specifically carobs, grapes, and zesim, but would agree with other trees, that's when it starts to bear fruit. The chol ha'ilan, by all trees, once it comes to the moment in which you would be chayev, when these fruits are chayev, obligated in tithes, meaning they're fully ripened or fully enough, then mutar lekatzu. At that point, you're allowed to cut down the tree because we can assume that it's not getting much more nourishment. Cutting down the tree at that point and stopping its growth would not be a problem of ruining the fruit during Shvi'is. And now finally, the Mishnah was talking about cutting down a tree during Shvi'is, but it ignored the fact that the Torah says itself that you're not allowed to cut down a tree in general. It says, Lo sashko says, Eitzel lindoach halav, garzen, kiminer socha, vasov, lo sichros. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree in general. So we ignore that halacha. We were just specifically talking about Shavuos. But now the Mishnah is going to ask, well, in general, when are you, at what point are you no longer allowed to cut down a tree? Forget Shavuos, in any year. So says the Mishnah, kamiye bazayis lo yukitzenu. So when it comes to an olive tree, at what point are you not allowed to cut it down anymore? Says the Mishnah, rova. Once it produces a rova, a quarter of a kav of olives. It's not that many olives. At that point, it's about whatever it is, about a six beitzim worth of olive. Once it produces that amount, you would not be allowed to cut down the tree. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer Hakol Lefi Hazayis, it really depends on the type of tree, the types of olives. If they're of really a superior quality, it could be that even if it produces fewer, at that point the tree is chashuv enough, important enough that you can't cut it down. And if it produces inferior olives, perhaps even if it produces more than that quarter calf, you would be allowed to cut it down. So it really depends on the quality of the tree. But enough that it makes it such that there's a real crop, a real fruit growing in that tree. As soon as it becomes like known as a fruit-bearing tree, that's what we're talking about. At that point, you would not be allowed to cut it down in any other year. That is actually the end of Perek Daled. Amir Hashem, we will start the fifth Perek Chamishi, tomorrow.